The Taliban took Kabul 1 year ago today, and a lot has changed. Taliban fighters are today gathering in the capital to mark the occasion. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Ambassador Nathan Sales, former State Department Coordinator for Counterterrorism and a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council based in Washington. Thanks very much for joining us.
It's good to be here, Holly. Thanks for having me.
So when you look back, girls can't go to school. Women are barred from traveling any significant distance without a male escort. Music is banned from the airwaves. I mean, when we look back, is there anything that surprises us? Because we had heard initially that this is the way it was going to go.
I don't think there's really anything surprising about the way the Taliban has governed Afghanistan in the past year since the United States withdrew. What we're seeing is every measure of human progress rolled back systematically. Afghanistan is worse from a counterterrorism standpoint. The human rights situation is appalling. The economy is in the gutter, and the humanitarian needs of the Afghan people are as dire and severe as ever. And all of this has to be marched down to a Taliban that is more concerned about enforcing their merciless interpretation of their religion than they are interested in governing and providing basic services to the Afghan people.
And is that what they're celebrating in Kabul today?
I think so. They're celebrating what they see as a vindication, a divine vindication of their 20 years of resistance against the United States military and our allies, who tried to bring stability and prosperity to Afghanistan. It's a dark day for America and our friends around the world, but it's an even darker day for the people of Afghanistan.
You also mentioned that it's worse for counterterrorism. Tell us about in what way and how much are we set back?
Well, the Taliban has had a hand-in-glove partnership. In fact, you can even call it an alliance with Al-Qaeda for many years, stretching back to the years before the 9/11 attacks on the United States. And it looks like they're sort of back to their old tricks, rolling out the red carpet for Al-Qaeda's leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri, who fortunately was killed in the U.S. drone strike not too long ago. That was a great success for the United States, but it also suggests a much more problematic underlying reality, which is that the Taliban is once again providing safe haven to a number of Al-Qaeda figures, including its senior-most leader.
Since we've been there before, can we pull out an old playbook and know what the rules are going forward?
Well, it's going to be very difficult, I think, for our intelligence community to develop an accurate picture of the threat landscape in Afghanistan. Intelligence is hard, even under the best of circumstances, where you have robust human intelligence networks, where you have drone overflights that can collect information, where you have signals intelligence collection capabilities. And unfortunately, when the United States pulled out a year ago, we took with us a great deal of our intelligence collection capabilities. So we're really going to be blind and deaf going forward when it comes to the Taliban's intentions and Al-Qaeda's capabilities.
Yeah, a lot has changed, and we have a lot more work ahead of us. Ambassador, thanks very much for the perspective. Ambassador Nathan Sales, former State Department Coordinator for Counterterrorism.